Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix, and you can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness in the U.S. economy, the world economy, and in all things of an economic nature, all things of a financial nature within each of us, and to do so under grace. We open ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, who we are by divine right, to be instruments of peace. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God. Everything is a part of what needs to happen right now. Everything is a part of what needs to happen right now. As I read today's message, I remembered a quote from a famous philosopher, author, Alexander Pope, who wrote, "'Tis a part we see and not the whole." And I had this image of a fence and a hole in the fence. And we have our eye, like a little kid would have their eye looking through that hole in the fence, and they would see a part of whatever was in front of the fence. And yet, if the hole was made larger, they'd see more of whatever was on the other side of the fence. It's like the portal. And then when you take the fence away, you see the entire image, and you see you've only seen a sliver of it before. We are living in such a time. We are seeing a part of what needs to happen right now. We don't necessarily understand it all. The part that we're seeing doesn't always feel comfortable. And yet I share with you that it has to happen right now. It needs to happen right now. We have all had effects from it, and we continue to see the effects unfolding across every sector of the economy, across all nations, across all people. Everything is a part of what needs to happen right now. And what do we do during these times that seem to be filled with so much crisis and loss and unknown? This is exactly the time we are called to look inside and stop focusing on what is happening outside first. Look inside. Get clear in direction inside. For our higher self, our soul self, our God self, knows far more than we could ever know about what is happening. God has the full picture. We have the sliver. Even our leaders in all the countries who are doing, we presume, their absolute best to right what seems to be out of imbalance. And it has been. We are where we are today, not necessarily because you and I contributed to this knowingly. And yet, it has happened. Because there are those among us who have definitely done things to create today's situation. They made decisions from greed. They made decisions that were self-serving. They made decisions that took care of their pocket, their family, without regard to the family of humanity. And it didn't just happen in the United States, although we are credited, and I don't say that in a positive way, of coming up with the instruments, the financial instruments, that made this a reality around the world. And yet, people chose other financial institutions, investment institutions, and more importantly, the people who run them and own them, chose this path, knowing what they were doing. And so now we are in a time to rebalance, cleanse, rebalance, find harmony again, to find the way of peace again, and ultimately authentic prosperity. Everything is part of what needs to happen right now. We see a sliver of it. Even what we've been told by others is what they want us to know, just like when they create the instruments. There is a bigger part of it. How do we find our way through this seeming landmine after landmine that affects us on a financial level in all of our decisions, one's career, one's business, one's what you buy and don't buy, college education. It goes on and on. How much disposable income you have for whatever you believe you need as versus want. It continues from person after person. And that's just for the people who have enough to pay their mortgages right now. How do we traverse the seeming landmine after landmine? The path is presented inside, where we may see more and be given a greater awareness of the next right step. Who to trust, where to go, what to listen to, what's important, who is truly a messenger of the high. Allow yourself, in whatever situation you find yourself in today, whoever you find yourself in essence playing with, choose to go inside, as we will in a moment, and to ask for clarity from a place as lighthearted as you may be, being that child, trusting your mother, father, God. For I share with you, as well-intended as many people, still many people truly, honestly believe they are, there is no one that is truly there for you as your soul is. That is the truth to listen to. You'll be guided to the right people. And it may not be or appear to be the people you've trusted in your life up to this point. You will be guided. Right action. Right behavior. Trust that instead of going it alone, trying to figure it out, doing the things you've always done, expecting different outcomes. Everything is part of what needs to happen right now. And it's happening for each of us to be closer to, I believe, our divine self. You and I may not have actually started or been knowingly a part of whatever is happening out there. And yet we play a role in how we traverse and transform this situation. We have the opportunity to live in fear or faith. Live in worry and lack, or love and prosperity. We have an opportunity to be a part of the confusion or to be part of the peace. I share with you, your path will be made known under grace the more you are willing to spend time inside. The more that you're willing to come back to God in meditation, in prayer, even in your dreams, you'll be guided, and it'll be far easier and effective than you could ever do on your own, even with your best intended friends. So So we will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to breathe into your heart center. We are breathing into the doorway to your soul. Nice, deep, long, conscious breaths. Conscious, for we are focused, allowing ourselves to move into our heart center. Allowing our heart self to become our mind. It already really is. Recognizing that our heart center is truly the foundation of our mind. Allow yourself like a leaf in the most glorious tree. Simply float down, 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 swaying as you go to the center of your being. At some point, you land, you are there. And when you do, almost magically, it's as if another door opens and you fall again, deeper and deeper inside. Simply floating in what appears to be nothingness. And you notice light. You are drawn by the attraction, the magnetic attraction of this light, deeper and deeper within. There you go. You find yourself approaching this light. And your whole being feels like it's ready to melt, to be one with this light. And you notice the color, green, pink, orange, yellow, blue, purple, black, white. Whatever color it is perfect for you right now. Trust, dear one, this is the light of God inside of you, inviting you to be one with your essential self. Right now. As you melt into this light, you feel the peace radiating through every cell and atom of your being. You can take deep, relaxing breaths. It's as if you've arrived home. Feel this peace pulsating through your entire being now. And as you feel the peace, this light, this love, is harmonizing every cell and atom of your being, harmonizing it, you, to a higher level. It's as if the vibration is shaking out the debris and lower energy, filling the spaces within you with this higher energy. Call it love. For that's what all energy is. That's what everything is. Everything in your world, every part of you, everything you own, everything you could ever desire, is energy. And the higher your energy level, the higher quality of everything that comes into your possession, crosses your path, is attracted by you. The higher your energy connection with the divine essence who you are right now. Allow yourself to soak up this energy. Feel its warm embrace. As you do, you'll notice almost a cool tingling in your extremities. You will know you are here. You are one. You are one with your higher self right now. And as you feel this energy of love, allow yourself to remember pure love, a situation or place where you felt such warmth, love, and the whole world stopped for you. Feel a time where you were honored and felt such love flowing to you by another. See a situation in your mind's eye where you looked out at someone or some place in the world and you were overwhelmed with love. Pure love. Authentic love. This is not about doing something to receive something. This was unconditional love. Be in that place, that space, right now. Allow the love inside of you to transform you, to be the instrument of pure love who you are. When we are in this place, it's as if the tears inside well up uncontrollably from pure love, joy, and happiness. This is the space to be in. Where your whole body feels like this huge Mona Lisa smile inside. Pure knowingness. Trust, belief, faith, unconditional love for what is. For what is, whether it's happening before you now or not, we know and feel and see the truth. what is. God working through all things under grace now. And we have chosen to be a part of this. Love. Feel that peace. Feel that harmony. Feel that prosperity again. And you may feel this way anytime you choose. Simply come back. For all time, past, present, and future is now. Be selected, dear ones. Choose unconditional love. Relive unconditional love. And leave all the rest where they are. Back in the nothingness from where they came. Feel this love. Be your I Am presence now. Be this love. And now, whatever part of your life that you've been focusing on that seemed to bring you questions, possibly brought up confusion, not sure to go this way or that way, how to respond, what is the safe, right action, what to say or not. Simply see it in your mind's eye now and allow this love inside of you, this divine love inside of you to radiate out as if it is 90 billion megahertz of pure love energy. See it now, radiating out and embracing the situation or person as it does you. Right now, embrace the situation or person. 90 billion megahertz of radiating love, light, now. And see love doing its work under grace through the situation, through this person, right now. Feel the peace, the harmony, and the prosperity, knowing it is done. Bless the situation or person. Bless your higher self with great gratitude. Feeling such love, knowing love has resolved the situation now under grace. Be at peace, dear one. You will be guided to right timing and right ways. All is well. Now it's time to come back inside to your essential self, knowing you have never lost any of your energy. When you come from divine love, it's always here radiating for you, always here to guide you safely on your path, on your divine journey. raise your awareness as you take breaths as we did in the beginning. Come back to the physical world again. And bring your I Am presence, your divine self, with you back to the surface. Again. Back to the oak tree, who you are. Who's strong, has deep roots, and arms reach out wide, all embracing with the full strength of the universe, of the life force of the universe, pulsating through your entire being. Come back, breathe into your heart self consciously. Feel the energy radiating down to your feet, across your arms to your hands, up your chest, through your throat, your face, top of your head. Wiggle your toes and your fingers and sway your head. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. Ah. Anchor this feeling, this knowingness, this truth. We call on Carla to tone with us now under grace.
You are messenger of the high. We are divine instruments of love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, and balance under grace. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. It is done. Namaste. God bless. Have a beautiful day and night and dreams.